give you every heart of 100 souls. You could be the fire to kill the cold.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
This is power. This is power. This is power.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's. You're tuning into the power segment of my show or the podcast portion right here on the Jay Garvin Show, or whether you've been listening the whole hour, I appreciate you taking the time for just you and I to be into conversation. Please reach out to me directly at 719-330-1457. If I can help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction, it's incredible how much equity all of us have in our homes right now and how affordable the interest rates are. There is so much that you can accomplish with debt elimination, shortening the term of your loan to true freedom. There's a difference between buying a home and owning a home. You buy a home when you pay the bank every day. Mortgage company, kind of interested coming from a licensed mortgage originator. But when you own your home, burn that mortgage, pay it off, it's exhilarating. I've done it once. I've got seven more homes that I'm doing it with. I'm still exploring. I just bought yesterday my eighth new home, and you can do it as well. In fact, that's the summary of this power segment, Understanding the Bottom of the Pool, a book by Andy Andrews. Now, this is talking about you as an individual going from great to the absolute best in your life, thinking beyond your boundaries. This book, just published in 2019, I read it while I was on my travels, and Andy Andrews has done other books. The Traveler's Gift, which he published in 2002, is an amazing read. The Noticer, which was in 2009. All of these are storybooks, maybe 160 pages, maybe two, three sit-down, easy reads. But there's truths and principles within it. And here's the general point of this book. The power of the spoken word in your life, going from great to the best, can actually become truth in your life. Now, this is so incredibly important because I would love to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. I'd love to help you selling your house or finding a great real estate agent. But none of that compares to what I'm going to say right now. If I can help you to go from great to the absolute best. So many of us in America are good or great. Andy Andrews actually coaches Nick Saban, if you know, the coach of Alabama. And he said, I'll coach Nick. He told me this personally when I watched him speak, because his goal was so grandiose. He wanted to be an NCAA football national champion coach six times, not one, not two, not three. That's being great. He's got more NCAA championships at Alabama and Oklahoma, I believe, before than all the other active coaches combined, because he just exploded his brain perspective, his boundaries, and his desire to go from great to the best. But if I can help you control your thoughts, that's where I can make a difference in your life, because you've made a difference in mine. Because your thoughts become your words. You have to watch your words because they become your actions. You have to watch your actions because they become your habits. And man, your habits will kill you or propel you. Because your beliefs can be positive or negative. See, a negative belief is just a spiral down into a fear. It's a negative thought. You just control it. And thoughts are only 2 to 9 seconds. So if you can just control your mind and your destiny for 2 to 9 seconds and just put that together. You know, a habit is 3 weeks. And it actually doesn't matter what habit you're talking about. Because work ethic is a habit. Guess what else is a habit? Being broke and lazy. Being stupid is a habit. See, because you can break stupid, you just have to actually pick up a book and do what? Oh, that's right. Control your thoughts, read the book, listen to the book in an audio book. Faith comes through hearing. And if you do it for 3 weeks for reading 15 minutes a day, now you've formed a habit. But be careful, because your habits become your character. And you have to watch your character, because that becomes your destiny. And what is your destiny? To watch one more replay episode of Friends or Survivor?
How you doing?
Or is your destiny to actually change how you interact with your children? So I'm going to bring this back and really relate it to the book and relate it to real estate and relate it to your life. Because here's the reality. I gave some of the big points and examples earlier in the show, but I'll talk to you again. How Andy Andrews illustrates this at the beginning of his book is a game that he played in the South called Dolphin. Only played in one little pool by a half a dozen kids, and they would all tread in the water, and then whoever could paddle their hands and kick their feet and push themselves, their torso, out of the water the most was the Dolphin champion. And for summer after summer, they would have the same group of kids, and the same kid was always a champion. You know why? He was the biggest kid, and he could kick the hardest. But one summer, one day, one event, you know you've had this in your life, one of Andy's friends decided to do it different, one of the smaller kids. And instead of thrusting his body up, he held his breath and he sunk where? All the way to the bottom of the pool. And then he pushed off the bottom with momentum and propelled his body out further than everybody and anybody had ever done before. And before that moment, there was a totally different acknowledged truth to how that game of Dolphin was played. But on this given day, he changed it. There was no rules that you couldn't go down. People just weren't doing it. Why? Because they were already doing good. In fact, some of them were doing it greatly. But just like I gave you the example with Uber, this kid did it differently and went down rather than up first, and it changed his results. See, taxis have been the same way with the same bureaucracies in New York and Istanbul and Paris and everywhere until Uber and Lyft. I talked to you, I talked to Justin Hermes differently about how Marriott, one of the most successful lodging companies in the world, and so many other hundreds and thousands of lodging companies did it one way for decades and centuries until VRBO and Airbnb came along. So it's important that you apply these principles in your life. Of course, you know I'm going to apply it to real estate. And in real estate, I say this, sure, everybody knows 65% of Americans own a house and it is beneficial and it is good. In fact, I would argue it's great. But is it the absolute best? No. The best is the three little houses. Get an investment property. Not only get an investment property, don't do on a 30-year, do it on a 15-year and own it outright so you can go into greatness, almost part of that American dream. Rather than a house and a white picket fence, how about four houses, all owned outright, and $6,000 a month residual? Well, yabba dabba do. That's greatness. So whatever it is, I'll apply it in real estate. You apply it at your job. Apply it at your home as a grandparent, as a sibling, as a church member, or even at your workplace. But apply the principle of going to the bottom of the pool, break away from the surface, so you can do things different. Go beyond the boundaries, like Beamer did the athlete, that broke the world record in 1968 in the Mexico Olympics by 2 feet. Break your barriers. And as I state at the end of every single show, break those barriers because you're great. Go tell someone close to you that you love them because that's what matters in the end. Not your mortgage, not your job, just your relationships. And pray to God that He would deliver your passion, your calling, and your purpose in life, because if you don't already have that, you pray that He delivers, your life will change, because my life has changed because of you, the radio listener. I would serve you every week, every month, every podcast listener, because you add value to my life. So have a great week. I will talk with you next week right here on The Jay Garvin Show when we go and talk into another great conversation and subject. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show on Carradale News Radio. Come on, yo!
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Won't no one put you down when I'm around.